just as old as the djembe drum. So is the story of how the turtle got its shell. As a matter of fact, this story is older than your parents. It's older than your parents' parents, which are your grandparents. The story is so old that it's older than your parents' parents, great-grandparents, parents' parents, great-grandparents, parents' parents, great-grandparents, parents' parents, great-great-grandparents, and their parents' parents, great-grandparents, and their parents' parents, great-grandparents. It is so old, and it goes so far back in time that the world was not even painted in colors. So let's use our imagination to travel back in time over the ocean to the continent of Africa, to the land of the djembe drum. Let's use our wings to fly. Let's fly. Let's fly over the ocean, over the sea, over the mountains, over the plains, over deserts, over wind, rain, and storms, back to the day when the turtle got its shell. Coming in for a landing. Here we are in the jungle. The beautiful, beautiful African jungle. Back in time. Do you hear the stampede of the wild springbok and wildebeest? Do you hear the birds? The birds calling, calling across the plains. How about the waterfalls? Rushing down. I hear the hyenas, the monkeys, the elephants. Can anyone hear the roar of the lion? Sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my baby, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my baby, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight. In this time, we are at the home of Osebo the leopard. Osebo the leopard is known to have the greatest djembe drum in the land. When the djembe drum of Osebo the leopard is played, it makes the earth tremble! Back in this time, in the house of Niame the sky god, there was to be a great, great festival. So Niame the sky god gathered all of the animals together and spoke to them and said, I am Niame the sky god. I am going to have a great and wonderful festival. All of you animals are invited to come. There will be food to eat. There will be drinks. And there will be great, great music. I have heard of the drum of Osebo the leopard. I know that he has the greatest drum in the land. If I am to have a great festival, then I must have this great drum of Osebo the leopard. Who will bring it to me? All of the animals trembled in their hooves. Kinokero, a gentle antelope, said,
Niame, I am just a gentle antelope, and my skin is soft. The nails of Osebo the leopard are sharp, and his roar is great. I am too afraid to go.
But it was Tembo the mighty elephant, who stepped forward. And Tembo the elephant said,
Nyame, although I am large, and my skin is elephant tough, why, Osebo the leopard makes me tremble.
But I will go to his house, and I will ask him for his drum. So, on those thick and strong trunk-like elephant legs, Tembo the elephant went walking to the house of Osebo the leopard. All of the animals in the land chanted as he walked. Tembo, 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 travel. Tembo, 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 travel. Tembo, 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 travel. Tembo, 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 travel. When Tembo the elephant reached the house of Osebo the leopard, Osebo the leopard bared his sharp claws and with his sharp fangs looked at the elephant and said,
Ah! Tembo, elephant, what do you want?
Tembo the elephant looked at Osebo the leopard and said, Oh, Osebo, well, Nyame, the sky god has asked me to ask you, can we borrow your drum? And Osebo the leopard, being the leopard that he is, bared those sharp claws and with the sharp fangs said,
Ah! No, Tembo, you will never take my drum!
What would you do if you were Tembo the elephant? Run! Tembo, 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 travel! Tembo, 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 travel! Oh, no! Tembo, 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 travel! Oh, run! Tembo, 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 travel! Hurry up! Tembo, 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 travel!
Oh, Nyame! I asked Osebo the leopard if we could borrow his drum, and he said, No! We'll never take his drum.
Nyame the sky god looked down at the animals and asked them again.
Is there no one of you who is brave enough to bring me the drum, the djembe drum of Osebo the leopard?
Beautiful bird, but this bird doesn't fly. This bird has a long, skinny neck and long, skinny legs and fluffy, fluffy feathers on her body. And the bird's name is Kinyonga! Kinyonga! And Kinyanga the ostrich said,
Hi! Oh, hi, Nyame! It's me, Kinyanga the ostrich, and I would like to go to the house of Osebo the leopard, because everybody knows that me, Kinyanga the ostrich, has long and skinny legs, and I can run very, very... fast.
on those long, skinny, beautiful ostrich legs, Kinyanga the ostrich went running to the house of Osebo the leopard. All of the animals in the land chanted as Kinyanga ran. Here we go, hands up in the air. Kinyanga, 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 go! 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 Finally, Kinyanga the ostrich reached the house of Osebo the leopard. And Osebo the leopard turned around and bared his sharp claws, and with his sharp fangs dripping with saliva, looked at the ostrich and said, "Ah! Kinyanga! What yummy, tasty, low-fat ostrich meat! What do you want?
Oh, Sabo, hi. It's like really good to see you. Oh, what's that smell? Oh, what a wicked breath. Listen, Osebo. Anyway, Niami the Sky God asked me, Kinyanga the Ostrich, to ask you if we could borrow your drum. Please.
And Osebo the Leopard, being the leopard that he is, bared his sharp claws. And with his sharp fangs, dripping of saliva, looked at the ostrich and said,
"Ah! No, Kinyanga, you will never take my drum!"
What would you do if you were the bird? Here we go, arms up, let's run as fast as we can!
And I asked him, Osebo, hi, it's me, Kinyanga the Ostrich with the long skinny legs and all that kind of stuff. Can we borrow your drum, please? And he had a nerve to say to me, the ostrich with the long legs, who can run very quickly, he said to me,
"No, you'll never take my drum."
Niame the Sky God looked down at the animals and asked them still yet a third time,
"Is there no one of you who is brave enough and strong enough to bring me the great djembe drum of Osebo the leopard?"
Niame, I will go.
All of the animals looked around. Where was that little teeny voice coming from?
Niame, Niame, down here. It is me, Akakiagia, the little turtle.
Akakiagia, why, you're just a little teeny turtle. If Tembo the mighty elephant could not do it, and Kinyanga, the swift ostrich, could not do it, what makes you think that you can do it?
Well, it wouldn't hurt for me to at least try.
So, on those teeny little turtle legs, Akikiagia the turtle went walking to the house of Osebo the leopard. All of the animals in the land chanted as the turtle walked.
Papeta, 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 papa, papeta, papeta.
And he walked. And he walked for miles and miles on those teeny little turtle legs until finally he reached the house of Osebo the leopard. And when the turtle got to the house of Osebo the leopard, Osebo the leopard bared his sharp claws and his sharp fangs dripping with saliva and looked at the turtle and said,
Wait, I get it. Hey, Akakiagia, I see that you are a little teeny tough turtle, huh? Have you also come to take the great djembe drum of Osebo the leopard?
And the turtle looked at Osebo the leopard and said,
"Oh no, Osebo. I just came by to see if it was true."
"If it was true? If what was true, turtle?"
"Well," said Akikiagia, "Niame the sky god has built a great big new drum. Why, all of the animals are saying that the drum of Niame is bigger and better than your drum."
"What? A drum? A djembe drum being built? Another one? I don't remember this happening. Am I having a senior moment? I don't know what this... That is impossible, turtle! There is no djembe drum that is bigger and better than my drum! I am Osebo the leopard, and I have the best drum in the land!"
"Calm down, Osebo. Wow, take it easy. I see your drum, and it's a nice drum. But your drum, my friend, is not as big as Niame's drum. Why, I bet you your drum isn't even big enough for you to, get into."
"What? My drum is large enough for me to get into, turtle? And I will prove it to you!"
So, very carefully, Osebo the leopard tilted over his djembe drum and stuck his head inside.
"You see, turtle? I told you that my drum is large enough."
"Well, your drum is large, but your hindquarters are still showing."
"Now, you see, turtle, I told you that my drum is large enough."
"But, Osebo, I can still see your paw."
"Okay, you see, turtle, I told you that my drum is large enough."
"But I can still see your tail."
"Come here, tail."
And just like that, it was done. Osebo the leopard tried to move. But he could not. He tried to stretch. But he could not.
You white turtle, when I get out of this drum, you are going to feel the sharpness of the claws of the Sable's leopard.
Oh, Sable, I'm sorry. You were right. I have been sent by Niami, the sky god, to bring back your drum. Let's go.
And just like he got there, the turtle began to push the drum, the great djembe drum of Osebo the leopard, back to the house of Niami the sky god.
Papeta, 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 papush. Papeta, 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 papush. Papeta, 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 papush. Papeta, 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 papush. Papeta, 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 papush.
Closer and closer and closer, Akikiagia got to the house of Niami the sky god. The louder and the angrier was the roar of the great Osebo the leopard. All of the animals began to tremble in their hooves because they were sure that it was the mighty Osebo the leopard himself coming there to eat them all, very angry, very, very upset. And they closed their eyes because they couldn't bear to see what they were going to see. But when they opened their eyes to see what they could see, all that they could see was the little teeny turtle with the soft back, Kikiagia, and the great djembe drum of Osebo the leopard.
Ah, Kikiagia, I see you have brought me the great drum of Osebo the leopard.
Oh, Niami, not only have I brought you the great drum of Osebo the leopard, I have a little surprise for you. I have brought you Osebo the leopard himself.
And at that very, very moment, Osebo the leopard found a way to wiggle and squish and pull himself out of the djembe drum. And he said,
when I get out of here, I'm eating turtle sushi. You know, turtle, come here, turtle. Yeah!
Oh, Niame. Niame, I didn't know that you wanted my drum. You know, Niame, if I had known that you wanted the drum, I would have gladly brought it to you sooner. Yeah.
Thank you, Osebo. Now, Osebo, will you leave me your djembe drum and be an animal of peace?
Oh, yes, Niame. No problem. I'm not hurting the turtle. I'm not hurting the turtle. Meow. Meow.
Akakiagia. You truly have done a great thing. I ask you, what can I give you in return?
And Akikiagia, remembering all the mean roars of Osebo the leopard as he was pushing that drum, looked at Niami and said,
Niami, you know what I would really, really like? I'd really like a hard shell, like a home of my own, to protect my back no matter where I go.
And all throughout the land, the voice of Niame rang out.
So be it!
And onto the back of the turtle, the most beautiful turtle shell.
Oh, Niami! Niami, thank you so much! Now, I will no longer be afraid of the sharpness of the claws of that Osebo the leopard. Thank you, Niami! Thank you so much! Ashe! Ashe! Ashe!
Nyame, the sky god, looking down at the animals, called them and said, "Animals, now that I have the great djembe drum of Osebo the leopard, now that the food and the drink are prepared, I say to you, animals, let my festival begin!"
Yeah.